Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. As always, I am your host, Max Blasky. Today, I will be joined by Jessica Lease as we continue to highlight local events going on in our listening area. Jessica is a committee member for the Home City Community Foundation as they get ready for their Fun Fest coming up here June 24th. So, Jessica, what are some of the things you have coming up on that Saturday?
Well, the biggest events that are going to be happening throughout the day are the kickball tournament on our Home City baseball softball field. And then in the afternoon, we'll kick off a cornhole tournament. But we're also going to have kids' activities with a bounce house and face painting. The playground will be open for the kids to enjoy as well.
With those teams real quick, but do they need to get registered with you or someone before that Saturday?
Yes. So if people would either reach out to me, 785-562-7817. They can call, they can text, they can email and get a hold of me to register their teams. We're basically going to be taking teams up until Friday right before the event.
For someone that I guess hasn't, you know, been to Fun Fest or gone before, what makes this different than, you know, something else going on that weekend?
So this is more of a family atmosphere event where things are all in one location there at the ball field playground facility that we have. And it's really just a day for family to be together, make memories, and just enjoy some time while supporting a great community fundraising event.
And I know you've kind of brought this event back, so to speak, but how many years have you been doing this now?
This will be the third annual Fun Fest that we have had. Mm-hmm. Home City used to have a community event years ago, but kind of fizzled itself out, and we've brought it back, and we just want to keep building on it and having more families come join us each summer.
Well, and for you, too, being so involved, what's the most rewarding part, I think, is the best word to say when, you know, this day is done and you see everyone there?
Well, what's nice to know is that everybody comes together to donate to the cause, which is, of course, to upkeep our ball field and the bathroom and the playground mm-hmm. and the basketball court. And just the community camaraderie that everybody's willing to support that cause. Because a lot of people don't realize that Home City is unincorporated, so we have no means for funding, but we do have those amenities. And those of us that are so passionate about the community don't want our town to become run down. And basically, we would like to still continue to see it thrive and children and families to be able to enjoy the amenities that we do have to offer.
And the success of the events is showing, as just the other night, I happened to drive by the ball field there at home and saw a ball game going on, which was really nice to see.
And that's very rewarding, honestly, as part of this project, because, you know, 3-4 years ago, our field had gotten so run down that they weren't utilizing it for practices or games. And this was the first year that we do have a Home City ball team again. And so they're playing actual games on our field again because we've gotten it up to par. So our big focus this year is our concession and scorekeeping stand. It actually got blown away in a tornado several years ago. So our big goal this year is to try and have enough money to bring that back so that we do have a concession and scorekeeping shack again.
Is there anything else you want to mention, Jessica?
Other than just getting your teams for kickball and cornhole registered would be greatly appreciated, so we just know how to plan the day the best we can.
I would like to thank Jessica Lease of the Home City Community Foundation for joining me again on today's public affairs program. This has been your host, Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in again, and we will see you all again next weekend.